Hi, I'm Sienna, and I am still at the BBC introducing stage, and I have a special guest here. Hello, introduce yourself.
Hi there, my name is Muslim Aleem. I produce BBC Introducing on Radio 1 with Jen Long and Ali McRae.
So basically, he is very, very cool. How are you feeling right now, and are you proud of what you're achieving here?
Yes. For us, our motto is, unsigned, underground, under the radar, ahead of the curve. So the people who usually play on our stage are tomorrow's main stage acts. And that's more exciting for me than... It's cool because I love Jay-Z and all these big names, but finding the next ones is really exciting, I think.
See, for me, I find you highly interesting because that's exactly what I do in Cambridge. And I'm a student, but I run a new music show called Cam FM Breakthrough. Okay. And for me, I'm really interested in fresh new music because, of course, we've got the people on the main stage. We all love them. They're established. But you need to keep music evolving and going, right? Basically, I think you should hire me for your for next year.
Give me your name and number, fine. Join the list.
It's a really long list. So, actually, I wonder, how do you go about finding these people that you then put on the stage?
Well, a lot of these people have come from around Hackney. Usually for the BBC Introducing stage, we have lots of introducing shows on different BBC networks, and they kind of suggest acts from their local area around the UK, and then we listen to them and decide who we think would fit our stage best, and we'd be able to support on the show as well. But there are some acts who, for example, a BBC Introducing show on Six Music might play, but might not be suitable for our demographic.
Yeah.
So we have to listen to them and think, yeah, that will fit the Radio 1 station sound. And basically just listen to lots of music all the time, read blogs, create a network of friends or business associates who are involved in music, and get their kind of tips as well, because people who are on the ground putting on gigs and stuff or writing about people are just as doing an important job as we are, bringing people to attention, because nowadays somebody can start off on a blog and be headlining a stage within a year.
It's kind of like the power of the YouTube star.
Absolutely. Well, when we do the stage at Tea in the Park in 2 weeks' time, there's a girl who's going to headline our stage called Nina Nesbitt.
I love Nina Nesbitt. A good friend of mine is actually supporting her at the moment, Jess Griston.
Well, I found Nina last year and then brought her in for a session last November. And she just signed to Universal Records, toured with Example and Ed Sheeran. And she's like the story of, going from YouTube doing Ed Sheeran covers, meeting him at a gig, playing him his own song, then him tweeting her saying, why don't you come and support me? And now look where she is, and that's the story. We want to be at the start of that story, so that when she does, Fern's now playing her on daytime, so for us that's the perfect sort of, we want to trickle down the artists from our show, almost, it's almost literal, because we're on at midnight on a Sunday, to see them trickle down to Zane or to Fern or other daytime shows.
I think that's so amazing. I just think you're doing a really important job. And it's really great talking to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good luck. And might give you a job.
You heard it. You heard it from him.